USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is in Europe today meeting with NATO leaders. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg spoke with reporters ahead of the summit in Brussels.
I expect leaders will call on China to live up to its responsibilities as a member of the UN Security Council, refrain from supporting Russia's war effort, and join the rest of the world in calling for an immediate peaceful end to this war.
Japanese military officials announced North Korea tested an intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday for the first time since 2017. Japan says it flew an altitude of 3,728 miles and covered a distance of almost 600 miles, falling harmlessly into the sea. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation hearing continues today. We are USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The Department of Education has a new policy. Tim Berg explains.
The Department of Education will hold owners of some private colleges accountable for taxpayer losses. The Undersecretary of Education saying in a statement that if a company owns or profits from college, it should be on the hook if the institution fails students. Organizations could be responsible for financial losses if they have a 50% interest or more in a private college under the policy.
A whole lot of Nebraska chickens had to be put down because of disease. John Hunt reports.
More than 550,000 chickens in Nebraska are about to be put down due to the bird flu. The highly contagious disease has been found on a second farm animal in the state. The area is under quarantine, and a six-mile control zone has been set up around the farms.
NASCAR racing is in Austin, Texas this weekend. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's inability to define a woman has Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax saying, if nominated, she would be a part of the problem in America.
You know, I think that there is some defense for the difficulty in making sentencing judgments on things. I haven't looked at the individual cases they're referring to, and I think most of them did get many years in prison. My main objection has been to her, I think, just sort of inability to answer even the simplest questions. You know, Senator Blackburn asked her a question and said, can you define a woman? Well, if you're not even willing to answer that question, and many of the questions she's been unwilling to answer, but if you can't answer the question, what is a woman, or the definition of a woman, how's she going to adjudicate Title IX cases that have to do with women? I mean, it's just an amazing insult. And if she can't define women, I think she's going to be part of the problem.
America says goodbye to one of our beloved treasures. John Hunt reports.
Madeleine Albright, the first female to serve as U.S. Secretary of State, has died of cancer. She was 84. President Bill Clinton chose Albright as America's top diplomat in 1996, and she served in that capacity for the last 4 years of his administration. At the time, she was the highest-ranking woman in the history of U.S. government. However, she was not in line of succession for the presidency because she was a native of Czechoslovakia.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.